KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Well, high school sports around the area yesterday. Atlantic Boys hosting its Trojan Golf Tourney at the Nishna Hills Golf Course, and Atlantic won the team title by three strokes over ADM. 318 for Atlantic, 321 for ADM. Kemper Catholic was third at 329. Winterset and Creston round out the top five teams in that meet. Individually, Easton Coral of ADM shot the low round of 76. Lane Nelson of Atlantic and Colby Berg of Creston each carded 77s yesterday. Braden Smith of Atlantic shot 78 for fourth place. Atlantic's Garrett McLaren also placed in the top 10. He was 10th, shooting an 80 in yesterday's meet. Also at the Betty Heflin Invitational at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, hosted by the Atlantic girls, it was Carroll with the team title with a 364 total. Creston at 380 was second, ADM third with 384. Shenandoah and Winterset round out the top five. Atlantic placed eighth in their own meet, shooting a 425 total. Riley Driscoll of Creston had the low round of 79 yesterday. Laura Sweeney of Carroll shot 84. Grace Pettit of Carroll, 86. They were the top three. Harlan's Jocelyn Cheek shot 91 for fifth place in yesterday's meet. Atlantic's low golfer was Ronnie Hook. She shot a 100 yesterday in that meet. Also in golf yesterday, the Griswold girls, a winner over Missouri Valley, 227 to 238, as Jenna Reynolds of Griswold shot 46 for medalist honors. Michaela Pelzer of Griswold, 57 for runner-up medalist. Boys saw Missouri Valley beat Griswold, 204 to 351. Jackson Tennis of Mo Valley, the medalist, with a 43. Alec Fichter of Missouri Valley, the runner-up, at 45. Also in girls' golf yesterday, Audubon beat Riverside, shooting a 238. Riverside didn't have a full team score. Addie Brink of Riverside had the low round of 45. Sydney Beamer of Audubon was runner-up with a 54. In boys' golf, Riverside defeating Audubon yesterday, 192 to 192. Riverside won it on the fifth score. Joey Schramm of Audubon was the low golfer with a 43, and Wyatt Huff of Riverside shot 45 for runner-up medalist honors. Rolling Valley Conference holding its golf meet yesterday at Carroll for the girls. It was Boyer Valley at 185, the titleist. Coon Rapids Bayard at 213 and Woodbine at 270. They were second and third. Macy Miller of Boyer Valley was the medalist with a 43. Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley shot 44. She was runner-up medalist in that meet. The Rolling Valley Conference boys golf meet held at Dunlap saw Boyer Valley win with a 176. Coon Rapids Bayard 184 for second. Cam was third at 188. Woodbine fourth at 189. Exira EHK 191 for fifth. And Glenn Ralston placing sixth. Corey Bantam of Woodbine was the medalist, shooting a 42. Trey Peterson of Exira EHK also carded 42. And that was good for runner-up honors yesterday. Pride of Iowa golf meet saw Bedford win the boys team title. Bedford winning with a 366, Wayne a 382, Martinsdale St. Mary's 388, Nottoway Valley ended up in fifth place, shooting a 411. Individually, among the top 10, R.C. Hicks of Wayne had the low round of 85. Nottoway Valley's Matthew Weber shot 90 for a runner-up finish. Zach Gebby of Nottoway Valley shot 100 for a fourth-place finish. And Landon Klobnik of Nottoway Valley shot a 105 to place eighth in that meet yesterday. Oh, Hawkeye 10 hosting its boys tennis tourney yesterday in Denison, and it was the host team coming up a winner. Denison Sleswig winning with 27 team points. Kemper Catholic was the runner-up with 22 points. St. Albert with 18 was third. Shenandoah with 17 points fourth. Atlantic had 16 points for a fifth-place finish. The individual champions in singles, the number one singles champ, Jeff Miller of St. Albert, while St. Albert's Carter White won the number two singles championship. In doubles, the doubles team of Grant Sturm and Ethan Sturm of Atlantic captured the championship at number one doubles, while at number two doubles, the champions were Isaac Linen and Wyatt Johnson of Denison Sleswig. Also for Atlantic at number one singles, Hunter Wepler lost both of his matches to Max DeVries of Red Oak and Christian Jensen of Lewis Central. At number two singles, Brian York defeated Nate Wells of Creston. He also lost to Carter White of St. Albert. York also beat Taylor Strunk before he was beaten two more times by Colby Souther of Lewis Central and Carter Kish of Glenwood in the seventh-place matchup yesterday. So York placing eighth overall. Also at number two doubles, the team of Bodie Johnson and Dayton Templeton for Atlantic ended up rolling to the championship match before they were defeated by Linen and Johnson of Denison, 6-2 and 3-6-3. 6-2, 3-6, and 10-6 were the scores as Johnson and Templeton play second in that Division IV Atlantic yesterday. Also in girls' soccer last night, Atlantic defeating AHSTW by a 4-2 final. Jada Jensen had a pair of goals. Aubrey Geyer and Quinn Grubbs each had a goal. Lindley Eblin with an assist, and Edria Brummer with 9 saves on the night for Atlantic. Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City East 2-1. It was Des Moines Christian over Nottoway Valley West Central Valley 7-0. Gilbert defeating Carroll 9-0. Harlan 5-2 over Denison Sleswig. In boys' soccer, AHSTW edging Atlantic 3-2. Creston over Glenwood 4-1. Abe Lincoln beat Trainer 2-0. Sioux City East 14-0 over Thomas Jefferson. Also at the Western Iowa Conference track meet yesterday, on the girls' side, it was Trainer winning with 146 points, Underwood 127 for second, AHSTW third with 90, Audubon was fourth, Riverside fifth. Trainer only won two events but racked up strong finishes elsewhere to come away with that team title. AHSTW's Holly Heppner won the 100 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. Riverside's Lydia Erickson won the 200. And the Bulldogs won the 4x100-meter relay. Now, Tri-Center's Peyton Pogge won the 800, the 1500, and the 3000. Emily Sorensen won the long jump for the Trojans, and they also won the distance medley. Audubon took the first place title in the 4x800-meter relay. On the boys' side, Trainer runs away with the championship, 193 points. Underwood with 150 points second. IKM Manning, Audubon, and Riverside, the top five teams. Trainer won 7 events, picking up that team title, as Underwood's Braden Wullen won the 100, 200, and 400 meters. IKM Manning's Quentin Dreyer won the 1600 and the 3200. Audubon's Gavin Smith won the 400-meter hurdles. Tri-Center's Eli Marsh won the long jump, and the Trojans also won the distance medley relay yesterday. Well, the final day of the state co-ed track and field championships at Drake Stadium later this month will be split into two sessions. Class 2A and 3A competition will be in the early session, followed by 1A and 4A. Chris Cuellar of the Iowa High School Athletic Association says it's an extension of the schedule for the first 2 days of the meet.
A little bit more spaced out timing as we need to clear out Drake Stadium, and then obviously Saturday changes everything from four classes straight through one session of finals into two separate sessions. So it'll be a longer day for Saturday.
Cuellar says it allows them to adhere to spectator limitations set by Polk County and Drake University.
So at this point in time, both Drake and Polk County were comfortable with two tickets per participant. So it's not a hard capped number at this point, because we won't know how many kids we have in each session until after the state qualifying.
Cuellar says each participant will get two tickets to the state meet.
We could have anywhere between 2,000 and, you know, mathematically all the way up to 2,600 boys and girls across a two-class session there, and then each of those individuals would get, you know, two tickets per. So we're trying to operate within that function, and then once we were able to kind of set the format, now, pardon the pun, we're a little bit off to the races in terms of other protocols and what we're going to be able to do.
Cuellar says it's the best option to make the state meet look as normal as possible. The state track and field championships will run May 20th through the 22nd. In baseball last night, the Royals bullpen faltered, allowing 3 runs in the 6th and 4 in the 8th in a 7-3 loss to the Indians last night. Also, the Cardinals game against the Mets in St. Louis rained out last night. That'll be made up as part of a traditional doubleheader, something kind of unusual these days. That's coming up today. We'll have both of those 7-inning games for you here on KJAN, the Game 1 pregame beginning at 3:20 this afternoon. First pitch at 4:15, Game 2 will follow shortly after. Also in baseball yesterday, the Cubs swept a pair from the Dodgers 7-1 and 4-3 in 9 innings. The Giants split with the Rockies 12-4 Giants in the first game. Rockies 8-6 over the Giants in the nightcap. Also, the White Sox beat the Reds 9-0. Marlins over the Diamondbacks 9-3. Yankees beat the Astros 7-3. Braves over the Nationals 6-1. Phillies beat the Brewers 6-5. Red Sox 11-7 over the Tigers. Rangers topping the Twins 6-3. The Rays beat the Angels 8-3. A's over the Blue Jays 4-1. The Pirates doubled up the Padres 2-1. And the Mariners 5-2 over the Orioles. That's Check of Sports. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.